From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. A new law banning abortions in Wyoming was put on hold by a state judge just last week. So that means services continue at that state's one clinic that provides abortions. So how long that will last, though, is uncertain, as the judge only blocked the law temporarily until she can hear a lawsuit by abortion rights advocates. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Waukee reports.
Anticipating that the U.S. Supreme Court would overturn the federal protection for abortion nationwide, Wyoming state lawmakers in March passed an abortion ban that would go into effect when that decision came down. When that happened in June, the president of Wyoming Right to Life, Marty Halverson, called it a great day for her movement.
We just couldn't contain ourselves. We were exuberant. Computers were smoking with emails and posts on social media. We were just exuberant.
The mood was different at the only clinic currently performing medical abortions in Wyoming, the Women's Health Center and Family Care Clinic in Jackson. Dr. Jovanina Anthony, an OBGYN here, says they started getting panicked phone calls from patients.
Can you imagine you have a abortion scheduled and you have no idea now that you've heard the news that it's illegal. Am I going to be able to get this procedure? What can I do? What can I do?
Last week, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed the law, making all abortions illegal except to preserve the health of the mother or in the case of incest or rape. But Dr. Anthony says there's a lot of gray area there. Verifying if someone has been sexually assaulted is hard, and the burden of proof is on the patient. If she gets it wrong, Dr. Anthony faces up to 14 years in prison.
I am not an investigator of a crime, and I would feel that in order to preserve my practice and my ability to care for other people, I would have to refer that person elsewhere.
After Governor Gordon signed the abortion law, Anthony moved up 6 appointments to try and get them finished before it went into effect. Last year, she says her clinic performed 162 abortions.
If here in the trenches, I can see individual women and help make their lives better and preserve their options and help them continue to have healthy families, then that's enough.
Last week, Anthony joined a lawsuit with abortion rights groups arguing that Wyoming's ban violates the state constitution, which specifically protects people's right to make their own health care decisions. University of Wyoming law professor Ken Chestick explains.
Reproductive freedom is very clearly, in my mind, it's a health care choice. I can't think of anything else that it could be considered.
On Wednesday, State Judge Melissa Owens found that argument compelling enough to delay enforcement of the ban until the lawsuit is heard. If she rules that Wyoming's new abortion ban is unconstitutional, abortion opponents could try and amend the state constitution. Wyoming's legislature is conservative and anti-abortion, but the process could still take years. Wyoming Right to Life's Marty Halverson hopes that doesn't have to happen.
You can throw all the what-ifs at me that you want. But our position is, it is never necessary.
She wants the state to also ban 2 common drugs used for abortion in telehealth services and eliminate the current law's exceptions for rape and incest.
We're not trying to force our beliefs on anybody else. We're just glad the mood is trending the way it is in this state and many other states.
Regardless of what happens, it's still challenging and expensive to get an abortion in the Cowboy State. If Dr. Anthony's clinic in Jackson closes, the nearest provider care could be at least a 6-hour drive away in Colorado for some people. Julie Burkhart is trying to open a new clinic to provide abortion care in Casper, Wyoming's biggest city in the center of the state. But in June, an arsonist torched the building.
It was devastating that someone would break in to a business that has legal standing and would set it on fire.
No one has been arrested yet. Burkhart still plans to open the Casper Clinic in the next 4 to 6 months.
I don't believe that we can call ourselves free as a people if we are in the business of oppressing certain populations in our society.
The next hearing on Wyoming's abortion ban is scheduled for August 9th. Utah, Idaho, and North Dakota all have new abortion bans too, and all of them are being challenged in the courts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Waukee in Jackson, Wyoming.